In this bulletin, Pfizer and BioNTech say their COVID-19 vaccine is 95% effective. South Australia enters a six-day coronavirus lockdown. And in sport, Queensland celebrates a State of Origin series victory over New South Wales. Good morning. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. The pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and BioNTech say their COVID-19 vaccine appears to protect 94% of adults over the age of 65. The companies have released more data from their Phase 3 clinical trials, which they say shows the vaccine works equally well in people of all ages and ethnicities. The company will now apply to United States regulators for emergency use approval. BioNTech founder and chief executive Dr. Uğur Şahin says the vaccine is 95% effective overall and provides strong protection for people over 65.
This protection works also well in people older than 65 years of age. And we have observed here 94% of protection, which is also an excellent value. And you know that the elderly people are of a higher risk. So that means this vaccine appears to work in the high risk population.
South Australians are in day one of a six-day lockdown as the state responds to a coronavirus cluster that has grown to 22 cases. From today, aged care centres will be locked down, regional travel, weddings and funerals banned, schools will close along with universities, pubs and cafes, and mask wearing is required outside the home. Premier Stephen Marshall says it's been essential to act quickly.
You don't get a second chance to stop a second wave, and so we're throwing absolutely everything at this. We know that Victoria was in lockdown, substantial lockdown, for 112 days. We want to have 6 days of this circuit breaker so that we don't have much more pain down the track.
South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says the key message is to stay at home. The lockdown is likely to extend beyond the initial six-day period, potentially for another 8 days. The findings of a report into the conduct of Australian Special Forces soldiers in Afghanistan will be released this morning. Philippa Carisbrook reports.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned the report into alleged war crimes by Special Forces soldiers in Afghanistan will contain difficult and hard news. The Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force, Major General Paul Brereton, conducted a four-year-long inquiry into 55 separate issues, mainly related to alleged unlawful killings and cruel treatment, dating from 2005 to 2016. The Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Campbell, received the report earlier this month. The Morrison government set up a special investigator's office to examine the findings, with the process expected to take at least a couple of years. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has returned to Australia from Japan and is entering day one of 2 weeks in quarantine at the lodge. Mr. Morrison and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga signed an in-principle agreement on a major defence pact. It was Prime Minister Suga's first meeting with an international leader and Prime Minister Morrison's first overseas trip since the pandemic began. China has warned Australia and Japan that they will pay a price if the newly formed defence pact threatens the state's security. This comes as the Chinese Foreign Ministry says Australia must claim responsibility for worsening China-Australia relations. Australia's relationship with its biggest trading partner deteriorated after the Australian government supported calls for an international inquiry into the origins of coronavirus. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says Australia has itself to blame.
It is clear that some people in Australia, with their Cold War mentality and ideological prejudice, tend to regard China's development as a threat and have subsequently taken a series of wrong moves related to China, which is at the root cause of relations taking a sharp downturn and stuck in the current difficult situation. The responsibility for causing this situation does not lie with China at all.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Bangkok last night as Parliament met to vote on constitutional change. Thai politicians debated proposed amendments around the reform of the monarchy. In the worst violence in the country since July, pro-democracy protesters clashed with royalists. More than 50 people were injured, including some with gunshot wounds. A spokesman for the Thai police says they had no choice but to use tear gas and water cannons.
Police had no choice but because we were also hit by the protests as well. We, as I said, we repeatedly gave them warnings, gave them announcement that they were breaking the law, and we could not hold that stronghold anymore.
The amendments will be voted on during a two-day joint session of the House and Senate, but will need to pass second and third votes. In rugby league, Queensland has claimed its first State of Origin series victory in 3 years after winning the deciding match by 20 points to 14. 49,000 people watched the contest at Lang Park. Maroon star Cameron Munster claimed the man of the match and series honours.
Oh, there's no better feeling putting the Maroon on. It's the pinnacle of rugby league, and they're so grateful to be playing with such great players, and let's celebrate! This one's for you guys!
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, cloud clearing, a high of 26. 36 degrees in Adelaide and mostly sunny. 32 for Melbourne, partly cloudy. In Hobart, a possible light shower and a high of 23. Mostly sunny for Canberra, a high of 28. In Wollongong, similar conditions, a high of 24. Mostly sunny for Sydney, 25 the expected high. 28 degrees in Newcastle and also sunny. Partly cloudy for Brisbane, 27 the high. 32 degrees today in Cairns and mostly sunny. And in Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. And that's the latest SBS News. I'm Alan Lake.